It's a warm, sunny day, and a woman has brought some colorful plants to a park in the middle of California Lutheran University in Thousand Oaks. The plants are being transplanted around a bench in the park. For some people passing by, it looks like a nice spot to sit and enjoy the sun. But for Laura Lynn Meek, this is sacred ground. It's where her son, Justin Meek, used to lounge when he went to school at Cal Lutheran. It was his hangout until he became one of the 12 victims of the borderline bar and grill attack.
I don't have a cemetery plot for Justin. This, for me, is my place to come to be with my son. And we spent time here when he was living, so now that he's not living, you know, it's still a place of remembering. I can look from this spot and I can see where Justin used to hang his hammock over in the trees over there. His office for the Veterans Resource Office is right behind here, and he used to sing on karaoke night over there.
This Thursday marks the first anniversary of the attack.
The first couple of months, there was shock, disbelief, and the business of dealing with everything that had to be done in conjunction with his murder. And now it's starting to go through daily processes without him. It hurts, and every time something comes up, it's almost like a scab off of a wound.
Justin Meeks was a musician, an athlete, and someone who volunteered for seemingly everything. After going to high school in the San Diego area, he went to Cal Lutheran. Eventually, his mother and sister joined him at the Thousand Oaks University. He and his mother graduated together in May of 2018. It seemed like everyone either knew or knew of the outgoing 23-year-old.
That warm, bubbly personality, just that person that anyone could walk up to, even if they didn't know him and felt comfortable around him. He said hi to everyone and always had a smile on his face and always, you know, had arms to hug you if you needed it that day. And just a genuine soul. I mean, we talk about him having an old soul, and that's so true. I mean, he was just such a genuine person.
Victoria Rose Meek is Justin's sister. He worked at Borderline as a promoter and did security. His sister also worked for Borderline as a promoter and was there, but in a different part of the country bar at the time of the attack.
Sometimes I'll wake up in the middle of the night and have a nightmare, and the nightmare still continues. It doesn't go away. That pit in the stomach, is all, I think it's always going to be a part of me now.
She's a criminal justice major at Cal Lutheran, which she says in some ways has helped her cope with what happened. But she admits that in the end, you can't make sense of the senseless.
At the end of the day, no, it was a senseless act of violence, and we're never going to be able to understand why such a good person and such good people were taken from us.
Justin and Victoria's mother, Laura Lynn Meek, was a fixture at Cal Lutheran, affectionately known by many students as Mama Meek. She says she and her family are working to keep Justin's pay it forward philosophy alive.
There is a scholarship that's been established here at California Lutheran University for the Criminal Justice Department in Justin's name. In Coronado, where Justin went to high school, there is a scholarship for the boys' water polo team and the women's water polo team. I also came up with the High Five Award because Justin always was cap number five in water polo, and his sister is always kept number five. That's to remind them to go out and just do five things that Justin would do. Say hello to someone, give someone a smile, pick up the trash on the side of the road.
Laura Lynn says she feels her son's spirit is still with her.
I have 23 years of beautiful memories of my son, and I just want to keep talking about him and hold on to the memories and seeing the pictures and hearing him sing. I feel like he's with me wherever I am. There's just different things that happen, and we all go, Justin. It's just humorous, some of the things. Like, I'll sit down, and there'll be a hummingbird that'll just sit over top of my shoulder and just flutter and just flutter. So it may be just a little bit of me wishing and hoping that that's what it is. But I don't know. There's the part of me that's holding on to the fact that Justin's still with me.
In Thousand Oaks, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.